Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Friday, October the 21st, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about the political violence that flared in Matobo and in Isiza districts, Matabeleland South, earlier this week, ahead of tomorrow's by-elections. The Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, alleges that its members were beaten up by suspected ruling ZANU-PF supporters, leading to the hospitalization of many, including Member of Parliament for Bulawayo Metro, Honorable Jasmine Tofa, who sustained broken hands in the attack. And with villagers going to the polls to pick new councillors in Matobo's Ward 2 and in Isiza's Ward 4 tomorrow, the CCC is alleging that the CCC is alleging that tensions are still high in the two districts, thereby erasing any chances of fair and free elections. But the ruling ZANU-PF, which counter-alleges that the violence was aimed at its members, says the situation is conducive for the polls tomorrow, adding the opposition is just scared of imminent defeat. The violence in the two districts has triggered concerns about next year's general elections, with the opposition and human rights activists saying ZANU-PF is prepared to deploy all forms of violence to deal with CCC caretaker leader Nelson Chamisa, whom they say presents a serious challenge to President Emmerson Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF. Zimbabwe human rights campaigners attending a symposium of the African Commission for Human and People's Rights currently underway in Banjul, the Gambia, say they will raise the issue of violence in Matobo and in Isiza and the general human rights situation, which they say is on the increase ahead of next year's elections. Those attending include officials of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, which say it will also raise the issue of incarcerated CCC members of parliament, Job Sikala and Godfrey Sithole, as well as 14 other opposition activists who have been languishing in a remand prison for the past 4 months after they were arrested on allegations of fomenting political violence in Nyatsime. Li chona njani, zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokufuthelana okubikwa lokhe kukhona eyinsiza laseMatobo kulandela udlakela oluqhamuke kulezi zigaba phambilini kokhetho lwe-council by-elections oluza kwenziwa kusasa. Ukhetho lolu ngolokudinga ukhansila ka-Ward 4 eyinsiza laku-Ward 2 eMatobo. Abebandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC bathi amalunga abo atshaywe ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF alimala kakubi kulesi sigaba ngesikhathi ekhankasela lolukhetho ngesonto langoMvulo. Kodwa abe-ZANU-PF labo bathi batshayiwe. Sikhuluma nje ibandla le-CCC lithi kulokufuthelana okukhulu ezigabeni zombili. Ngokunjalo, lithi kaliboni ukhetho lwakusasa lusiba ngolukhululekileyo. konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zisithi zizakhuluma ngodaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe emhlanganweni we-African Commission for Human and People's Rights oqale izolo eBanjul kwele The Gambia. Kwaziwa iva tereri nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk tirikutarisa nyaya yemirishonga yakaitika kuinsiza nekumatovo kumatebelele South pakutanga pesondo rino pamberi pesarudzo dzekutswaga makanzura enzimbo izi dzichaitwa mangwana. Bato retripu C rinoti nhengo dzaro dzakarohwa zvakaipisisa uye dzimwe dzacho dziri muzvipatara. Asi vezanu PF vanoti woo nhengo dzavo dzakarohwawo nenhengo dzetripu C. Bato retripu C rinoti vanhu munzvimbo izi vava kutya kunovhota mangwana zvichitevera mhirizhonga iyi. Ukuwo vemasangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu anosanganisira reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights neReZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum vanoti vachataura nenyaya yemhirizhonga iyi uye kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe kumusangano weAfrican Commission for Human and People's Rights uyo wakatanga nezuro kuBanjul, The Gambia. And we begin our show tonight with opposition Triple C official in North America, Mr. Tim Muringai, joining us via Skype from the great state of Ohio. Mr. Muringai, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Mr. Nkomo.
By-elections are getting underway in Matobo and in Siza tomorrow amid these lingering tensions following the violence on Sunday and Monday. What are you expecting as the Triple C?
We're expecting nothing more than victory, but we know that ZANU-PF, like we have said previously, and the party members on the ground and our interim spokesperson spoke yesterday eloquently that ZANU-PF has nothing to offer but violence, but we expect total victory tomorrow despite all these things.
Kodwa abebandla leZANU-PF baba Muringai ngoba sike sakhuluma le candidate yenu ye-ANC isithi kulokufuthelana okukhulu kulakho ukuphazamisa abantu okuzave sabisa mhlawumbe bagcine bengasayi kuyavota kumbe okungenza bavotele iZANU-PF. Kodwa yona iZANU-PF ithi cha akula kufuthelana okukhona umumo ulungele ukuthi kube lokhetho kusasa njalo ithi abantu bazavota bekhululekile.
Anti sakubona last week ngesonto abantu bedutshulwa bephonguzihambela becampaigna. So maizani ikhuluma ukuthi akula zakufuthelana, hayi lathi siyakwazi ukuthi ngamanga ngoba abalungu bathi yona a picture says a thousand words. Ma udubula utshaya abantu izimota zabulawa amawindi abantu abadala bakhululwa isigqoko and all that. Siyabona ukuthi izani yona le esiphelelwe ngama-ideas ifuna ukuforce abantu ukuthi ibayethusele ukuthi babavotele.
Siyabonga Muringai, and please do stay on the line as we welcome Mr. Masimba Mavaza, ZANU-PF official in the United Kingdom, but currently in Zimbabwe. Good evening, Mr. Mavaza. Tinogu gamuchirai muchirongwa.
Good evening. Komo makadi ni makadi na peren.
Aiwa tinofara kana muchifara wo. Iti pinde muyaya iri mudariro nasi. Kuchaitwa sarudzo kuinsiza nekumatovo mangwana zvichitevera mhirizhonga yakaitika nemusuwe sondo nemusuwe muvhuro. Uye bato retriple C riri kuti rakarohwa nenhengo dzenyu. On top of that, iri kuti triple C pachine kutya vanhu vari kutya kunovhota mangwana kana kuti vava kutya kuvhotera triple C. Zvichitevera mhirizhonga iyi muri kuti chiionei nyaya
iyi? Chekutanga vangomo ndechekuti
Asi vamavaza mirizhonga yakaitika uyezve vanhu vakarohwa vanosanganisira mumiriri weBulawayo Metro kudare reparamende amai Jasmine Tofa avo vakadambuka kana kuti vakadambuka maoko ese kutaura kuno vanga vari muchipatara mhene kuti vachiri muchipatara. As we have seen those injuries, we have seen several CCC members with various injuries vachitevera mirizhonga iyoyo. Saka we cannot say kuti manyepo kuti pane vanhu vakarohwa.
No, tikashova tinoremera vatenzi vebasa. Vakomana vanhu veCCC vakutidza vanhu vezvate vakuuya kuti vabvunze kuti ko hondo yatambira papi, munhu itai kampeni yenyu, we are doing our campaign peacefully and do yours. In the process yekutiza nekusandidzirana ndo pavakakuvara vakadonha, havana kurohwa, and mainjuries avo are not consistent with an assault, they are consistent with falling. So munhu akura nesimba shoma, exercise haipo, mapfupa anotyoka ukadonha.
Ko motokari dzakaiswa jecha muma engine.
Aiwa, ukukunika kutaura kwekungochema kwetipusi vanzwa nekuchema. Ukanzwa matauriro anga tipusi kuti kune violence muZimbabwe, ungatofunga kuti tiri kuhondo. Hakuna kana zvakadaro. It's just a skirmishes, the few skirmishes dzakaitika dzikatera. Saka hatina dambudziko, it never happened.
Okay, thank you there, Mr. Mavaza, and please do stay on the line. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Oh, Beng Taylor Posie, be careful, but my producers are not ready with that. We have our third guest on the line, but before I introduce him, let's go back to Ubaba Uti Muringai. Iva Muringai murikunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamavaza, hanzi muri kunyepa stereka, pana mirizhonga yakaitika, avo vakatsemuka-tsemuka, hanzi vakadonha.
PF, because into ekakathekile is to tell the truth. It's always important to tell the truth. So how do they explain windows being broken from the CCC members who were just campaigning peacefully. How do they block roads, which is on video? You see, if Mr. Mabaza saw the videos, I think he'll come up with another explanation. So the issue right now in Zimbabwe, like we have said before, is to accept that there's a problem in Zimbabwe. And we saw, like you have eloquently said, that MP for Bulawayo Metro, Honorable Tofa, has both broken arms and she's just had surgery. Last night in Chirumanzi, people were being intimidated. Today, we've heard reports that people in Gurue have been told that they are not going to get fertilizer. So ZANU-PF, they have already told us before, when Mugabe was still their leader, that they have PhDs in violence. It's nothing new. So Mr. Mabaza is not being honest and truthful. We know that violence is the way that they operate because they have no solution to the crisis on the ground.
We are now joined by our third guest. That's a human rights lawyer, Kennedy Masie. Va Masie, tinokugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Ah, ndotenda ndokuti unza pachirongwa chenyu.
Thank you so much. And by the way, Mr. Masie is joining us from the great state of Texas here in the United States. Vamasie, tukona kuti vamwe venyu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu ve Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, ve Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, vari kumusangano we kodzero dzevanhu we African Commission for Human and People's Rights, uyo akatanga nezuro kuBanjul, the Gambia. Vari kuti vachange vachikurukura vachataura nenyaya yemhirizhonga yeZimbabwe uye kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kwavanoti kuri kuitwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa. Pane zvamuri kuona zvichiitika here? Pane matanho amuri kuona achitorwa neAfrican Union kana vakataura nenyaya yevekuZimbabwe?
Ya, tinoona kuti kutaura kwenyaya ye violence zvinochinja maonero evanhu variko kumusangano uyu, kuti vanyatso kuona chokwadi yezvinhu zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, kuti violence iya yatanga zvekare takunangana nemaelections kudai. Tinoziva kuti African Union nana SADC namapato ariko kumusangano uyu, mapato kauti hurumende dzeziri chizouyawo kuzoongorora kuzoongorora maelections kuZimbabwe. Saka zvinhu zvakanaka kuti nyaya iyi itaurwe, kuti kana ivo vehurumende yeZimbabwe variko kumusangano uyu vaoneswewo kuti zvavari kuita kana kuti the lack of protection yevanhu vari kukambena kunofanwa kuongororwa, and kunofanwa kuti vaprotete marights evanhu vachienderana nebumbiro remutemo riri muZimbabwe.
And how would you characterize the human rights situation in Zimbabwe currently, Mr. Masie?
The human rights situation in Zimbabwe has deteriorated seriously. And the main cause of concern is that ZANU-PF or the government continues to perpetuate impunity. When violence happens, we see that the government officials, ZANU-PF members, they seem to condone violence. They are not seen to be condemning violence, even though they want to hide that these are isolated cases of violence. But we have seen that there's a pattern that has developed. Since last year, we've seen it in February, in March, when the CCC, started. The violence is now escalating, and this is a very cause of concern. And it's likely that probably we're going to see a high level of violence like never seen before if this sort of violence is not kept right now.
Ndi dzokere kuna Masimba Mabaza ve ZANU-PF. Mr. Mabaza, there is a growing concern that the police in Zimbabwe are biased towards ZANU-PF, and those raising this concern say that if indeed the CCC was involved in the violence in Matebele South, the culprits would have been arrested, just like what happened to Job Scala and others, not to say that they are guilty of any crime. Saka vari kuti vamwe the fact kuti mapurisa hapana munhu ati asungwa kumatebeleland south simply means kuti ZANU PF were the perpetrators in this violence because dai kuri ve triple C dai vakatosungwa kudara. How do you respond?
You see, whoever is saying that, another potential, I'm sure they need some treatment. The first thing is there has been some skirmishes, not violence as you are calling it. And number two, the police work on investigations. They are investigating on what happened, who are the perpetrators, and they will be arrested. Now, the problem with the treatment fee is that when the police become arrest quickly, you complain quickly. Jeff Scala and his crew made noise, killed people, destroyed houses in Tunisia. When they were arrested, they are now crying and saying it's political. When the police take time to arrest, take time to investigate, they now say, why are you not arresting? That means they are very better. No, the police don't work on the whim of a party. The police don't work on the whim of ZANU-PF. The police work on the whim of the police. They are the police. They are not a party. Again, I want you to understand one thing. ZANU-PF is a political party, but it is the ruling party. So the ruling party is the government, and the government has got the assets which it uses. That includes the police, the army, and everything. They are not used by ZANU-PF as a party. They are used by a ruling governing party. So it is bad news that we are the ruling party, and we have those powers. But we do not abuse. We cannot beat one or two women out there. We can beat the oil if we want to, but we are not a violent party. Now, the second point, let me respond to Advocate Masia. Firstly, let not Masia hide on the being a human rights lawyer. Masia is the chairperson of Triple C in Texas. So he's talking there as Triple C. So whatever Messenger has been saying and accusing ZANU-PF of being violent, he's not talking as a lawyer because lawyers don't accuse without evidence. He was talking as a Triple C chairman, and Triple C has no structure. I don't even know what is the chairing because it has no party, it has no structure, it has no leadership, there's nothing but violent thugs who then call themselves chairpersons wherever they are. The only people with positions in Triple C is Samisa and Mahere. Everybody else, Chamika says they are called citizens. So that citizen called Masia, he must not lie just to talk as a lawyer. He's talking as a Triple C member, and he must see the difference between a lie and the truth.
Okay, we will give Mr. Masia a chance to respond, Vamavaza. But we invited him here as a human rights lawyer. Just like yourself, you wear many hats. Munombotaura is an analyst. Munombotaura semunu is ZANU-PF. Saga, you know, panema parameters, yeah, panema those differences. But Mr. Masia will respond for himself. But for now, igatengi yegu baba, umuringai. Namzara muringai, we are muzu ya kurumu babu mabaza. We are insist kutakubanga le violence, insisa. Utokube kona nga maskimishis. I don't know how you differentiate between the two.
So I think that's when we'll have a solution. But Yawonu Mabaza, like, I think because he's in Zimbabwe, he's speaking for his supper. So he'll never tell you the truth, which is number one. Number two, his own commissar or whoever they call him, Umuda Ncube, he's on record saying that the headmen in Chirumanzi have sold out, so they will face some consequences. So I don't know which world he lives in, Mr. Mawaza. He's trying to be a ZANU-PF political analyst. Then he comes to the CCC and he says, Mr. Masia is not who he's saying he is. And then he comes and he says, oh, no, there's no violence. So, you know, you cannot believe somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about when there's evidence that we can all see. I think he should just stick with the ZANU-PF narrative and not try to qualify people's positions and where they belong. Thank you.
Siyabonga, for those that have just joined us, please note, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And of course, there's no live talk without the listener input. Silomlalele cingweni tine mtereri. Good evening, caller.
Yebo ba.
Ilinjani?
Siyaphila ninjani dani?
Hayi siyaphila. Singenile kuhlelo sikhuluma ngodaba lodlakela, akusiphi umbono wakho?
Yebo, abokodlakela siyakhala kakhulu ngento eyenziwa izanu. Siyakhala kakhulu ukuthi kambe kuzabe yizwe linjani njalo nje izanu ihlukumeza abantu. Kambe siyabe sisezweni ngelinjani izwe okungafuni ukuthi abantu senze into ngokukhululeka. Asikhululeke ukuhambeni asikhululeki akufuzanga sikhulume ukuthi sithanda yipi party asinto eright ezwa izani ukuthi bangabantu abanjani abangakuboniwe inkokheli ezinjani ezingakuboniwe konke lokho kanti into okuthiwa yi-free and fair yini kahle kahle kufuze kwenziwe njani angithi kumele umuntu azikhethele into oyithandayo pho ngoba laphana kakulanto oyithandayo abantu bashayiwe balimele abantu basezibhedlela manje njengoba besezibhedlela kuthiwani ngalokhu izanu kayinjeni yiyo kambi yereporta ireporta amanga since abantu lokhu yaqala kudala ngekukurawondo la manje futhi sokuyi-triple c semkukurawondo futhi
wayi
umongameli engakhuzi
aha hayi siyabonga ukungena uhlelo ba
siyabonga nathi ba
aha angumlaleli liyamuzwa uyazikhulumela lapho vama siyendi zokere kwamuri ndofunga muno da ku respond to what Mr. Mabazo was saying about you.
Thank you very much. I don't think I'm going to respond to Mr. Mavaza. He comes to me as someone who's not honest and is not decent. So therefore, whatever he said about me does not deserve the decency of a response. But I'm going to talk about the issue that is at hand right now. Political violence is bad for governance. A political violence that not sure that Zimbabwe is a democratic country. And if this issue is not dealt with, surely a lot of people are going to lose their lives and things are not going to look good. The police need to investigate these cases thoroughly, and the government through ZANU-PF does not need to interfere with investigations from the police. So we need an independent police to investigate these political violence skirmishes. We need those who have perpetrated political violence to be arrested and brought before the courts of law and have their day in court, so that people can have confidence, people can feel safe as they go to the ballots. We don't want to come here on public shows through the media and start throwing mud at each other when people are suffering back home. People are suffering, they are crying out loud that we need peace so that we can vote for political parties of their choices, which is a constitutional right. So I'm not going to respond to Mr. Mavaza on the personal attacks, but I'm just going to advise him to please consider people's lives in Zimbabwe and not politic with people's lives at the expense of expedience.
Go Ganatichi, considering the many presidents that are out there, Mr. Masie, of the way the police deal with Triple C members or the opposition. We know of a man who threatened Mr. Chamisa publicly, as an ZANU-PF member who said Chamisa must be killed. I believe nothing has happened to him to date, up to now. Murukuona erepashita difference this time around, maybe the police tishimaona wachisunga wanu waka roa wanu kuinsiza nekumatopo.
Well, tichiona nezuruki itikeko zinotuna senge apana chinga chinje kana pagaramba pachita interference ZANU-PF. Tunona udibongeni ngube aka kukurao kukwekwe to date atisataona muna atasungi rwanya yoyo kuinsiza atakaona wana achiroa wazekare tukuona zekare apana chachaitwa nemapurisa. Tikada kutarisa masure uko tine nyaya dzakawanda dzakaitika dzevanhu vakaurawa nenyaya dzemhirizhonga kusanganisira vanhu vakaita sana Tundira Indira kudhara, but hapana kana docket kana munhu akambosungwa. Saka nezvatikuona zvichiitika izvi, tinoona senge ZANU-PF iri kuita dig deep into culture yao ye violence isina kunakira.
Thank you there, Mr. Masia. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests, Mr. Tim Muringai of the CCC, Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, as well as human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masie. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers. Good night, Zimbabwe. I am Tungamili Nkomo.